Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The men's Ashes begins June 16 in England. The women's Ashes goes immediately after June 22. It begins with the test match at Trent Bridge. So the women are preparing to travel around the world. Just as Andrew McDonald joined us before they set flight, so too does the coach of the Australian women's cricket team, Shelley Nitschke. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Is there, I had Andrew McDonald here just before the men headed off, is there a sense of odyssey when an Australian team leaves these shores for an Ashes campaign?
Well, I suppose you could say that, yeah. Like it's, it's one of our biggest series, I guess, outside of World Cup. So it's been a good lead-in. So I think we're all really looking forward to getting over there in the Ashes. They're exciting series to play in and be part of.
How special are the matches of your career that were played in English soil when you think back on them?
Oh, yeah. I think I've got a few not-so-fond memories in 2005, but, I think some of the grounds we get to play at, the crowds we get over there, and, the whole experience is something pretty special. So looking forward to heading over there in a different capacity this time and hopefully seeing the girls go out there and perform really well.
There's so much experience in this team and not many are facing it for the first time. But do you sort of sit down and create that sense of mission and what's about to unfold?
Yeah, I think to a certain extent we certainly do that. You know, like I said, it's one of our, biggest series outside of World Cup. So, and it's quite a long one too. So we're there for, I think, just over 6 weeks is the Ashes. So for us, that's probably one of the longest campaigns that we go on, so I think we sort of look to approach it piece by piece, and we've got three formats, so we sort of break it down, but we sort of we do look at it as a campaign, because like I said, it's a particularly long one in terms of time as well, so it should be good.
You go without the captain. Is when you all became aware of Meg Lanning's scenario, how hard did it hit the group?
Yeah, look, I'd be lying if I said that it didn't hit them quite hard. I think there was a little bit of shock around it. Might be joining us and captaining us in the Ashes. But as it so happened, when we found that information out, we sort of had a training camp pretty soon after. So the group was able to come together. And I think that was a really good thing for everyone, is to sort of be around each other again and sort of have a little bit of a chat about it. And then we know that Meg would certainly want us to be going over there and playing our best cricket and bringing home the Ashes. So I think it was our training camp in itself was quite timely to bring the group together before we sort of head off.
So how did you work through it? Is that the open conversation that is the modern marker of sport?
Oh, look, I think we'd all had myself and Sean Flegger had a chat with players one-on-one individually, just sort of about it, and then we had a little bit of a chat more around the Ashes and how we were going to go about that, and I guess Elisa Healy also stepping up into the captaincy as well. So we broke it down a little bit and make sure that we got around to everyone individually, obviously making sure they were, feeling okay about everything, and then sort of had a little bit of a get-together and a group chat, and more so around, the Ashes and what we're expecting over there.
How will Elisa take on the captaincy for such a series, do you think?
Oh, I think she'll be fantastic. We saw her step up to that role in India last year and done an amazing job. And, she's got her own unique way of leading. And I think when she just trusts herself and trusts that way, it's really effective for this group. And she brings people with her. She's been playing the game a long time, and players have got a lot of respect for her, so she's certainly got her own style, and I think she'll do a fantastic job. And I know she probably got put in the position unexpectedly and a little bit late in the piece, but I think she's had time to get her head around that, and I think she's really excited about it, and I'm looking forward to seeing her get out there and lead the troops too.
Do you look to lessen her playing load with the captaincy? And I suppose that was the question around opening the batting that was raised in the immediate aftermath.
Yeah, look, there's been some discussions around that, and I certainly think that's definitely an option, particularly for the test match. I think she's spoken about it before as well. I think it's a really big ask for someone to keep however many overs and then turn around and open the batting or vice versa from both physically and mentally as well. And then you put captaincy on top of that. So I definitely think that's one option that we'll be looking at for Midge to sort of, I guess, make sure that she's fresh in all aspects. So certainly not closed off to that, and we'll see where she sort of ends up lining up. But I expect she may not be at the top again.
In Brisbane, you had a two-day match with the Duke's Balls. Did you? How did that pan out?
Yeah, that was a really good hit out. We had, effectively it was Australia versus Australia A with a few players sort of switching over. And, you know, it was really good. I think it's the first sort of time in the middle and game time that some of the players have had since returning from India and the WPL and some even before that. So I think the fact that they're out there in the middle facing a Duke's Ball, spending some time, getting a bit of time on their legs in the field and things like that, I think it's going to put us in a really good position. It was a really good hit out. I think both teams got put under pressure at different times, which is, you know, always a good thing in your prep. So I think we got exactly what we needed to get out of that preparation. A few tired bodies after it, but yeah.
Who starred?
Oh, we had Elise Perry and Tali McGrath with the bat. And then I think across the bowling, I think everyone sort of chipped in for us. And Jess Johnson, she played for the Oz A team and made 100 and batted really well, which is really good to see.
The strategic piece, Shelley, around a multi-format series and the fact that it starts with a test match, how does that cause a coach some headaches?
Look, it's something I suppose that the multi-format has been around for a little while now, so we're sort of getting used to, with the players that have been involved in those, just flipping from different formats, because we make some changes obviously through the formats, but not wholesale changes, I suppose, as there'll be a number of players that play across three formats. So I guess we're getting better at being able to flip our mindset to that and having the test first up. I think last time we were in England, the test was in the middle of the Ashes. So that creates a really good contest, because we know that, you know, you win the test and you put yourself in a really good position to hopefully win and retain the Ashes. So that's going to be a really interesting contest, I think, because everyone's going to want to be putting their best foot forward and making sure they get 4 points in the test to set up the rest of the series.
Yeah, so that's Trent Bridge. How much time do you spend? So there's the three one days and three T20s, but the test match, which carries the extra weighting. So how much time do you put into the test match?
Yeah, look, our preparation, we've probably put a bit of time into it. I think it's still, you know, it's the form that we play the least. So it's still probably the form that we need the most sort of, I guess, work on and talking about how we approach it with the bat, how we approach it with the ball, and just getting used to flipping our mindset a little bit. I think, you know, the players in the women's game play so much white ball cricket, and our players have played a lot of that. So I feel like for them to go back to the white ball and get into that mentality is an easier fit than going to red ball. So we've sort of put a bit of time into it in our preparation. And, of course, having the Duke's ball has been something a little bit different for both batters and bowlers. So we've certainly put a lot of time in our prep into the test and I guess trusting all the work that we've done and all the cricket that they've played in the last few years in white ball, that we're able to flip back into that mindset, because that's what they're more used to.
Is it the right piece of scheduling, do you think, to start with the test?
Oh, I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer to it, but like I said, I quite like it in that you know, it really pushes. It's a 5-day test, so you know, we hope that there's going to be a result. So I think in that respect, it's going to put someone in a really strong position, and everyone's going to be playing, you know, some really attacking cricket to try and get a result in that test match. So I do quite like that it's first up, but I don't think there's a right or a wrong in a multi-format. You know, we play South Africa out here in January, and the test match is at the end of the series. So again, you know, I don't think there's sort of a right or wrong way about that. I think from I think the physios and everything would like to test at the end, so the bowlers are ready to go. But yep. I think that they're pretty well prepped at the moment.
And Shelley, how are you finding the job?
Yeah, look, it's been good. It's been a challenge. There's no doubt about that. I think stepping up from assistant to head coach is certainly a lot more that comes with it, and your role and your relationship change within that. But look, it's been challenging. It's been fun. There's been some stressful moments, but it's all part of it. So I've so far really enjoyed the ride, I guess, and pretty keen to get over there and start the Ashes. We've had a pretty decent lead in. I think we've had the players up in Brisbane about two or three times. So looking forward to actually getting over there and starting the series off.
Well, the very best of luck. It's a fantastic winter of cricket to take in back home, and you'll be a big part of that. So, Shelley, good luck for what's about to unfold.
No problems. Thank you.
Shelley Nitschke is the Australian women's cricket coach, and tickets for the 2023-24 International Summer of Cricket men's and women's are on sale. Fans can secure their seats at cricket.com.au/tickets.